This is the summary version of Conversations About Change, which has been bringing thoughtful perspectives on technology, society, and change to the net every week since October 2004. For the full podcasts, please subscribe to the full version. Here's me, Jerry Mikulski, with a summary of this week's show.
We started with Simon describing 451 Group and Tier 1 Research, the company, the hosting specialist company that they acquired about 3 years ago, and describing how they focus on enterprise issues and innovation in IT and really focus on the business of IT. Then William started talking about how, sort of tongue-in-cheek, how financial services were the early pioneers of cloud computing by sending tapes over 747, but really how there's some clarity coming to this market now, and how there's 250 implementers and lots of deployments to talk about. And then he walked us through a very nice model with three different kinds of cloud computing, sort of walking from utility 2.0, IT as a service, and then the third way. And beginning with this whole notion of grid computing, virtualization, and utility computing being about sharing infrastructure, and then all of a sudden hitting this logical point of chargebacks, monitoring, and billing, where the whole notion of a utility became a really nice metaphor for walking through what was happening. It abstracted the complexity of the grid out, gave interoperability, and then we started focusing on things like payment models. Then you started getting refinements on that model, and then most recently you're starting to see a talk about a continuum of cloud, sort of from grid, virtual, utility, and cloud, where cloud is sort of all of these things done right in a way. And the issue is less about technology now than about organizational and cultural processes. Then William talked about IT as a service and how really there's delivery of much of the service infrastructure as a service, that this is all focused on resources and payments, and how the cloud is a service model with a retail discipline where the user no longer has to worry as much about all the little details inside. And then cloud being the third way, that this is all not necessarily all about being in-house computing or out in some server, but optimizing the balance and understanding the difference between running something internally and externally. And it seems like some companies are trying to build a cloud internally so that they can outsource only on bursts, sort of in what are called cloud bursts. And other companies are trying to figure out how to take a particular process, move it entirely outside. There are a whole variety of different attitudes and approaches and strategies toward using the cloud. So there's also attempts to replicate more public models internally and get the same architectures back and forth. Some companies have sort of a 25% benchmark, meaning that 25% of their internal processing they'd like to be able to offload onto external capacity to hit those peak demand moments. Pip asked about the financial crisis and whether that has heated up or cooled down the conversation. Turns out that it's raised the intensity of conversations a lot. A lot of companies are exploring now whether their IT should move from a CapEx model to an OpEx model and how that shift works. It takes an awful lot of reassessment. This is really major reassessment on the part of IT for how they're going to do things, and also a lot of consolidation and integration. I also asked about whether the integration works really well, whether you can take an old batch process and throw it on, and it sort of depends on which cloud you're talking about. Then Pip also asked about whether this is an 18-month project or whether this is a longer project, and that got us back into this conversation about the complexity. This movement is somehow inevitable, but it's going to take some time, probably longer than 18 months in many cases. It's not for the technologically faint-hearted in many ways. We talked a bit about the different architectures of the services. Antonio, who came from the world of managed hosting, talked a bit about IBM and Microsoft Azure and Salesforce.com's use of the Facebook platform and a variety of things going on here, where some platforms are really good for startups to jump in on if they want to host in a way, and others are better for people who want to understand the deep technology behind it. Doug Neal jumped in and talked about interoperability and Eucalyptus on EC2 and the various APIs that are coming out, and this notion that maybe what we don't want in service-level agreements or SLAs is 5 nines, what we want is 9 fives. What we want is this ability to really move, to switch easily and move our processing around where it works. SLAs seem to be the currency of the cloud, but they're not that easy. This isn't yet like container shipping where everybody agreed, okay, we're going to make a container this size and this is how we're going to monitor them and move them around. There's a whole lot of nitty-gritty issues like IP, latency, and scripts and all the little bits of code that get moved around. Doug asked the cloud. Doug also mentioned that cloud is where businesses are getting together, not just data. EC2 for SAP sandboxes is one of the examples he gave. this is really interesting because there's sort of high-level B2B collaboration that can happen in the cloud on neutral territory, so to speak. Antonio talked about how virtual software providers are sensitive to those interoperability needs. We talked a bit about mobility, and I asked whether we're creating architectural suburbs that are really based on different architectures here, where we're going to have the .NET architecture, the Google Python architecture, and so forth. And it seems like we're moving toward more interoperability, but that could be a stumbling point. So I'm unclear whether we go toward the suburbs or toward the unified model across the cloud. It seems like everybody wants to have flexibility across the cloud. So the clouds are really built rather differently. We are trying to gain some benefits through aggregation. And let's see, I'm running through my notes and I'm starting to have a little bit of replication of conversation. William pointed out that this might be sort of a Trojan horse for organizations. And in fact, it's more complex to manage because a lot of these small issues get swept under the carpet. But when you're moving your processing from cloud to cloud, the tools to control that aren't really around yet. So we need a holistic approach, and some companies are really focused on point problems in the cloud. We don't have enough companies really working to solve the holistic issues. Doug jumped in again and said there's a really big opportunity here to orchestrate that and figure out how to make that work. So the companies are probably going to put things in the cloud first that are non-sensitive applications because the security and other sorts of issues are the big stumbling points toward the end here. Simon talked about how 451 Group and so forth are really focused on the underlying infrastructure, not on the applications that are running up higher, and that real companies are actually operating today on these platforms. How Google and Amazon, in fact, are sort of, so to use the American expression, eating their own dog food. This is their infrastructure that they're actually offering out. So are some of the managed hosters. And then finally, the outsourcing service is still growing at 30% per year, and there's lots of cloud bursting going on. Everybody's working on reliability and security, and it looks pretty good. This looks like, in the downturn, this looks like a good business to be in and a good way to reconsider what corporate IT is doing. That was a lot of stuff we covered in a little bit, and that brings us to the end of Cloud Computing, the 204th E10 Tech Community Call held on Monday, November 3rd. Simon, William, Antonio, thank you so much. Thanks, Doug, and everybody else also for joining, for jumping in, and thanks everyone on the call for joining us. Feel free to add comments and pages on e10.com, and please tell your colleagues to join us again next Monday when we'll talk with Jorgen Vandersloot about change. I'm Jerry Mikulski. Thanks again, and until next week, goodbye.
This podcast is published under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 license. It was edited and published by Sasha Mercailo. Thanks again for listening.